The liberal group One Wisconsin Now says Walker's campaign has received more than $1 million from companies helped by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDIC, and that 60% of WEDIC's funds have gone to those firms. Governor Scott Walker says the criticism is political and that WEDIC's assistance to the private sector is based on performance.
If a company is able to show that they can create more jobs, retain jobs in the state, and make capital investments, there's a process by which they get assistance. It's objective. It's laid out very clearly. You have a board that includes both Republican and Democrat lawmakers as well as private sector employers, and they set the standards for how this is distributed.
But Scott Ross of One Wisconsin Now says the Walker administration has a lot of clout at WEDIC.
Well, I think you know from the governor that he understands how to exercise power, and these funds are controlled at the whim of what the governor wants. And so we see these funds going to campaign contributors of his who have not met job performance standards and also who have outsourced our jobs overseas. And so, you know, the governor has to answer the questions that he shouldn't hide behind some precept that this is a bipartisan effort.
WEDIC board member and state assembly Democratic leader Peter Barker says most of the financial help from WEDIC never comes before the bipartisan board. He says if WEDIC was granting funds based on likely campaign donations to the governor, that would be illegal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.